All right, we got a lot of tournament talk to get into today. We got a lot of Texas Tech talk. We got another Dirk 10 for 10 for you. We will take a look at the Rangers weekend. We'll have community quick hits at 6:10. We'll have e-news at 4:50.
What else?
I don't know. Am I missing something here? Or are you just what
doing
else?
Good.
I'm just asking.
I'm just trying to get through it. 3:35 here on the ticket.
What's on Mike's mind today? What's on Mike's mind? Everybody wants to know just what is on Mike's mind. Let's all gather around the fire and open up a bottle of wine. Because everybody wants to know just what is on Mike's mind.
What's on Mike's mind today? What's on Mike's mind?
Called penises. Thank you. Who's being leveraged here?
Canton Hall and Vaughn Lane.
Master.
Well, it is April 1st. It is April Fool's Day. We are through the first quarter of the year. And you know where we're heading into, Corby?
The second quarter?
There. That. And you know what else?
What is April known as, Mike? You have names for all these months. We just passed the windy month.
Yes, we did.
What is April, the rainy month?
April showers bring May flowers, Corby.
Okay.
Cool. Neat.
It is also gator mating season down in Florida.
Is this unique content, Mike?
I think it is.
Yeah.
We're staring at unique content.
Just checking.
I think we are staring at unique content.
Gator.
That you're probably not going to get anywhere else.
Gator mating season.
It's a hell of a way to start the show, in my opinion. Continue.
Well, yes, it is the start of gator mating season, and I must say, it has gotten off to a pretty smashing start down there because this past Thursday, down in the Florida burg of Jupiter.
How do they do it?
Animals have penises.
Oh.
Well, that answers the question.
Seriously, how do gators do that? Is there some sort of
gators,
I don't know.
Gator style?
Some weird.
And she ate it.
This happened down in Jupiter, where the Jupiter Police Department, and Jupiter is somewhere down like at the southern tip.
Is that where the tiger wrecked his car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the Jupiter Police Department.
Or where Tiger lives.
Jupiter's also where Orchids of Asia was, right?
Yes, that's right.
A lot of activity there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Quite the hub. Well, the police department, on one of the rare occasions where they were not preoccupied by the goings-on at Orchids of Asia,
mm-hmm.
were alerted because a business owner who rides herd over his business in what looks to be a very average, spare, typical South Florida office park, probably the worst kind of scene that one can imagine to be involved in. He is, I guess, looking out his window one day, and he sees an alligator just loping along. This was not an ordinary one, though. This was a 12-footer.
Mm.
Huh.
Nearly 750 pounds.
Mm.
Just walking along
mm.
there. And he figured that he had better alert the authorities to this. And so he called 50. Got them out there. They called animal control. And the next thing you knew, you had all manner of the authorities trying to figure out what to do with this. And somehow, probably by putting the gator under a little bit.
Trank the gator?
Yeah, tranking him. They were able to shut him down enough to where they could restrain his jaw and wrap it up and everything like that and get him out of there.
You know, you can hold a gator's jaw shut with your thumb and forefinger.
I don't think that's true.
You can. That's 100% true. You can put a rubber band around it and you can hold it shut like that.
Have you ever done that?
Now, you can't, when they open it, it's hard to close it.
Yeah.
But once it's closed, all you have to do is, that's a very well-known fact, animal fact.
First time I've ever heard that.
Look it up on your phone. You'll see that I'm correct.
I've never heard of that either.
I think I'm right. I don't think I'm making that up.
Well, this dude drew quite a crowd down there.
You seem real confident.
Yeah, I know.
Of bypassers and other office park inhabitants and all that. But they said they were able to get the gator out of there without harm. And he was taken to a gator farm in Central Florida where he will live out the remainder of his gator days.
What was he looking for, action?
Well, it's mating season.
I know. So, well, I mean, that's...
Maybe he...
Actually, I gotta go get it.
This
right
was a
now.
Few days before mating season. Maybe he wanted to, you know, find him a nice gator piece and get a little jump on it before all the good ones were taken.
Do you understand how what? Much better our lives would be if there was just a season for us? Like, instead of it being...
Like 2.5 months out of the year?
Instead of whatever. What is, how long does gator season last, or mating season last? A month, maybe? We're like 1 month. Y'all know it's coming.
As it were.
Yeah, so to speak.
It runs through June.
Okay. But that's it. And then after that, it's just like, hey. Yeah,
so they got like 3 months.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's all you need. And then you move on. And your lives aren't preoccupied.
You just live normal life for the other 9 months.
Yeah, and then you're
get
like...
things done and...
Yes, you're productive and you're...
Work out.
Friends or you're hanging out with your buddies all the time and you never even look at another girl. You don't think about another girl. You're not on smilf.com or whatever you'd like to look at, Mike.
Yeah, I don't look at much of anything these days.
You just... live. And then for a couple of months, you know, you get things moving.
Yeah, but you have to do it like all the time during those mating months, right?
No, that just means you're interested.
I think it increases in frequency.
Does that mean, too, that the female is ready as well? Like, she's into this?
Yes.
You
yes.
have to wine and dine her? You're just like, hey, it's mating season, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's get this over with.
They just
okay.
find each other and I don't know, maybe have a beer, a gator beer. And
at Gators.
Then rear up on hind legs or whatever it is they do and hit it.
Why have we never seen
hit it.
Gator videos?
Gator intercourse.
Like, we've seen every other animal.
I guarantee you I could find it real fast.
I don't want to. I feel that we'll get in trouble for that.
With who?
I don't know. Seriously.
Somebody.
Yeah.
We're being watched, you know.
We are. Especially now. They're on us.
Okay.
They say that female alligators usually don't get beyond 10 feet long. American male alligators, though, grow larger, like this one. Their average size is a little bit over 11 feet, and they can also weigh up to 1,000 pounds. The heaviest on record was a 1,043-pounder. Down there in Florida.
Just amazing.
God.
Gators.
It's amazing that those things still exist.
Gators.
They're dinosaurs, man.
They are. They are.
Prehistoric creatures.
Yes, they are.
Living amongst us and among us.
Boy, this is a big thing, though, man. If you're just at work one day and you look out your cubicle window and out on the front lawn and you see this... Man, I would flip.
What about the stories of finding them in the pool and all that stuff? Like you go back out, you know, to your backyard
yeah,
and then
yeah.
boom, they're out there.
Sure, it's even worse.
There was some video that was posted a couple of weeks ago of people swimming in their pool and a gator sneaks in there and tries to kill them.
I don't doubt it, man.
All right, we gotta go.
Yeah, we do.
30 seconds.
All right. It is time for us to take a look at the basketball events of the weekend, all except for one, which we'll get into later.